Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Israelite brothers and sisters. We're going to take a break from Genesis today because we got into the thing the other day where Esau despised his birthright, and I have a whole laundry list. This is needed to be done for a long time. You're going to want to be writing all of these down. I'm going to give you all these verses. And whatever version of the Bible you got, it all basically says the thing about Esau and Edom. And it doesn't matter. They haven't cut this stuff that bad. Why does everybody bash on Esau and Edom and the Jews they're so picked on and oppressed and all this other hogwash? Well, Scripture's going to tell you very specifically why these people are what they are. And it's going to start out with the rebellious nature of Esau. And Esau is Edom. He's the father of the Edomites. Edom was his nickname. It means red. So let's get started. And I will be very specific with these verses, and I will give you time to write them down because there's a whole bunch, and you're going to want to reference these and follow along in whatever version you've got. Doesn't matter. We're going to start out in Genesis 25 verse 34. And Jacob gave to Esau bread and pottage of lentils. And he ate and drank and rose up and walked away. Despised Esau his birthright. Now that is an affront to Yahweh right there. He was the firstborn, but he has been rebellious. Before they were even born, they were struggling in the womb. Now let's go to Genesis. This first section is all going to be Esau. And then I'm going to switch over and go all through the stuff about Edom. 26, 34. And was Esau 40 years of age when he took to wife Yaudith, daughter of Beeri, the Chiti, that's Hittite, and Bashmath, the daughter of Elon, the Chiti, that's Hittite. Verse 35. Which were a bitterness, 4, 7, 8, 6, of spirit, 7307, to Yitzchak, that's Isaac, and Rebekah, his mother and father. Now we will go to Genesis 27:41, if I can get the page to turn without tearing it. new pages here, and I've got little page reinforcements on them, but I need to be gentle. This verse comes right after Jacob got his blessing instead of him. Yeah, I have to mute my mic. I have bad chronic bronchitis from some chemicals spray when I was younger, and I really don't want to cough into the into the mic. Ick. This is 27:41. Bear a grudge. That's one word, 7852. Esau against Jacob over the blessing that blessed his father, and said Esau in his heart, near are the days of mourning for my father. In other words, his father's getting close to dying. Then I will kill Jacob, my brother. He really hates Jacob, planning on killing him. Still plans on killing him, because we are Jacob today. Chapter 28:9. Now this comes after Esau witnessed that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him to Paddan Aram to take a wife, and commanded him, saying, you shall not take the wife from the daughters of Canaan. Well, let's start with verse 8. And seeing Esau that displeasing were the daughters of Canaan in the eyes of Yitzchak his father, went Esau to Ishmael and took Mahalath, daughter of Ishmael, son of Abraham, the sister of Nebaioth, beside his other wives as a wife. Now he took a daughter of Ishmael. Still going out of the seed line. Now, let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 49. Verse 7 through 22. That's Jeremiah 49, 7 through 22. Actually, 8 and 10 mention Esau. And the rest of it is all about Edom. But since Esau is mentioned in here, I will read this whole passage. I am reading from the Scriptures by the Scripture Research Institute. You can find them online. Very, very good translation. I like it. It's a Holy Name Bible. This is 49, starting at verse 7 in the book of Jeremiah. Concerning Edom, thus says Yahweh of hosts, is there no more wisdom in Teman? Now, Teman was one of the sons of Esau, okay? So, has counsel been lost to those with understanding? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan. Now, Dedan was an Edomite city. For I shall bring the calamity of Esau upon him the time that I shall punish him. Oh boy. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some gleaning grapes? Even thieves by night would destroy only until they had enough. But as for me, that's Yahweh speaking of himself, I shall make Esau bare. I shall uncover his hiding places so that he is unable to conceal himself. His seeds is ravaged, his brothers and his neighbors, and he is no more. Leave your fatherless children, let me keep them alive, and let your widows trust in me. For thus saith Yahweh, see, those whose judgment was not to drink of the cup have certainly drunk. And are you the one to go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, but certainly drink of it. For I have sworn by myself, declares Yahweh, that Bozrah is to become a ruin. That's one of the big Edomite cities. A reproach, a waste, and a curse. And all its cities become everlasting wastes. I have heard a report from Yahweh, and an envoy has been sent to the nations. Gather together, come against her, and rise up to battle. For look, I shall make you small among nations, despised among men. He's speaking of the Edomites and Edom. Are they not small among nations? And are they not despised among mankind? Everywhere they go, they are hated. Verse 16. The dread for you, the pride of your heart has deceived you, O you who dwell in the clefts of the rock. They had cities up in the mountains, on cliffs and such. Holding the height of the hill, though you make your nest as high as the eagle, from there I will bring you down, declares the Master. And Edom shall be a ruin. Everyone who passes by it is astonished and whistles at all its plagues. This is what's coming. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Amorah, that's Sodom and Gomorrah, and their neighboring cities, declares Yahweh, no one shall dwell there, nor would a son of Adam sojourn in it. See, he comes up like a lion from the Jordan jungle, that's the jungle around the Jordan River. Against the home of the strong, but in an instant I shall make him run away from her. Speaking of her, that means Israel. And who is the chosen one to appoint over her? He's speaking of Yeshua Messiah. Is over us, Israel. For who is like me, and who summons me, and who is that shepherd who stands before me? If that's not talking about Yeshua, Messiah, the shepherd of the sheep of Israel, oh, come on. You can't miss that, Judeo-Christians. Therefore, hear the counsel of Yahweh, which he has counseled concerning Edom, and the purposes he has purposed concerning the inhabitants of Teman. The least of the flock shall drag them away. We are the flock. We Israel, are the flock. And the least of us will drag them away on the day of judgment. That's coming. He shall make their pasture a waste before them. Everything they have built, all their financial empire, shall be destroyed, people. That's what he's talking about here. He's going to hammer them. The earth shall be shaken at the noise of their fall. Oh, they're so mighty now. They rule us. They own all the banks, and they own this, and they own that. And oh my, my, how can we combat this? Yahweh will take care of it. He's got it, folks. There is an outcry. Its noise is heard at the Sea of Reeds. That whole fake nation over there is going to get hammered. See, like an eagle, he flies up and spreads his wings over Bozrah. And the heart of the mighty men of Edom in that day shall be like the heart of a woman in her pain. Oh boy. Well, that takes care of Jeremiah. Now we need to go to the book of Obadiah. I have to turn. I have them marked. This is a short book, but it is all concerning Edom. And Esau is mentioned in here, so I will read all of this in the Esau section. Let me get a hit of coffee here. I get a little dry. This is the book of Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Master Yahweh said concerning Edom. We have heard a report from Yahweh, and a messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, arise, and let us rise up against her for battle. See, I have made you small among the nations. You are greatly despised. Again. Are they not? Wherever they go, they are hated. The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose dwelling is high, who say in your heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Their arrogance, such arrogance. They think they are God and they rule everything through their usury. Who shall bring me down to the ground? Oh, really? Though you rise high as the eagle, and though you set your nest among the stars, from there I shall bring you down, declares Yahweh. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, how ruined you would have been. Would they not steal till they had enough? If grape gatherers had come to you, would they not leave gleanings? Verse 6, how Esau shall be searched out. His hidden treasure shall be sought out. We're going to seize all their money. We're going to take all their stuff. We're going to find them wherever they are. And deal with them. Because Yahweh has commanded it. Verse 7, all your allies shall send you forth to the border. In other words, they've kicked them out of every country and they're getting ready to kick them out again. Your friends shall deceive you and overpower you. They shall make your bread a snare under you without you discerning it. They're going to smile at you and stab you in the back because they hate you. That's what's going on. Verse 8, in that day, declares Yahweh, I shall destroy the wise men from Edom and discernment from the mountains of Esau. All your rabbis are going to go. You Talmudic devils. Verse 9, and your mighty men shall be discouraged, O Teman, so that everyone from the mountain of Esau is cut off by slaughter. Verse 10, because of your violence against your brother Jacob, let shame cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. Cut off means killed, destroyed, wiped out. They seek to genocide true Israel today by race mixing, by endless wars, by disease, by genetically modified food. Everything that they do is against us. Yahweh knows. Trust Yahweh, people. He knows. Verse 11. In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that the strangers took captive his wealth, when foreigners entered his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you also were like one of them. You were right there, Edomites, looting Jerusalem, which is figurative for true Israel. Everywhere we go and establish something and you sneak in behind us eating our dust, you steal and steal and steal. You're parasites. Verse 12, and you should not have looked on your brother's day in the day of his estrangement. In other words, when we were dispersed. Not rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction, nor made your mouth great in the day of distress, nor have entered the gate of my people in the day of their calamity, nor looked down on their evil in the day of their calamity, nor have seized their wealth in the day of their calamity. All the wars that we fought, they finance both sides and loot the loser and make money on war materials off the winner. Verse 14, nor have stood at the parting of the way to cut off his fugitives, nor handed over his survivors in the day of distress. For in the day of Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is near upon all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reward shall come back on your own head. All the things that you have done to us will be done to you, Edomites. For as you have drunk on my set apart mountain, in other words, they're ruling over on his set-apart mountain right now. The Edomites have it. And they try to steal our name and put it on their bandit state that they formed. But it's Yahweh's set-apart mountain. For as you have drunk on my set-apart mountain, so do all the nations drink continually. And they shall drink and shall swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. But on Mount Zion there shall be an escape, and they shall be set apart, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Yosef a flame, but the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them, and they shall consume them, so that no survivor is left of the house of Esau, for Yahweh has spoken. Verse 19, and they shall possess the south with the mountains of Esau, and low country with the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Shomeron, that's Samaria, and Binyamin with Gilead. And the exiles of this host of the children of Israel possessed that of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, and the exiles of Jerusalem who are in Sephard possess the cities of the south. And saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the rain shall belong to Yahweh. Amen and amen. Tell me how they're the chosen people and Yahweh loves them and all that. Right. Let's go to the book of Malachi. Chapter 1. Verses 2 through 4. I have loved you, said Yahweh, but you ask, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? Declares Yahweh, and I love Jacob, but I have hated Esau and have laid waste his mountains and his inheritance for the jackals of the wilderness. If Edom says, we have been beaten down, let us return and build the ruins. Yahweh of hosts said thus, let them build, but I will tear down. And they shall be called blood of wrongness. And the people against whom Yahweh is enraged forever. How much plainer does it have to be that Yahweh hates these people? And whoever Yahweh hates, we, as his chosen people, the true Israel, we should hate them too. For the enemy of Yahweh is our enemy. Now, let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 9, verse 13. And it quotes Malachi, the verse that I just read. Romans 9:13, New Testament. As it has been written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated. It just doesn't get any plainer than that. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. New Testament, Hebrews. Chapter 12. Verse 16. That's Hebrews 12:16. Lest there be anyone who whores or profane one, like Esau, who for a single meal sold his birthright. He is profane. He is a profane one and hated of Yahweh. How much plainer does it need to get, folks? Now we will switch over and we will do just Edom. All these verses had Esau in them. So we're going to do just Edom now. We're going to go to the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verses 14 through 21. That's Numbers, chapter 20, 14 through 21. And Moshe sent messengers from Kadesh to the sovereign of Edom. This is what your brother Israel said. He's speaking of Israel as a people. The whole people of Israel. You know all the hardship that has befallen us. That our fathers went down to Mitzrayim, and we dwelt in Mitzrayim, that's Egypt, a long time. And the Mitzrites, that's the Egyptians that were under the Hyksos, Mitzrites did evil to us and our fathers. And we cried out to Yahweh, and he heard our voice and sent the messenger and brought us up out of Mitzrayim. And see, we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your border. Please let us pass over through your land. We shall not pass over through fields or vineyards, nor drink water from the wells. We shall go along the sovereign's highway. We shall not turn aside, right or left, until we have passed over your border. Verse 18. But Edom said to him, that's the people of Edom and their rulers, that one word cover is a blanket coverage of all their people. You do not pass over through me, lest I come out against you with the sword. Verse 19. And the children of Israel said to him, we shall go by the highway. And if I or my livestock drink any of your water, then I shall pay for it. Let me only pass over on foot without a word. But he said, you do not pass over. And Edom came out against them with many men and with a strong hand. So when Edom refused to let Israel pass over through his border, Israel turned away from him. Now they're using a singular word, Edom, and singular word, him, in a figurative sense. It's plural meaning, but singular in construction there. Muffled audio. Okay, I see that now. I'm sorry. Let me reduce my thing here. There we go. Is this better? I backed her down a little bit. Maybe I got a little emphatic. got a little loud. I do that when I get upset, like I do with the Edomites. Let's see. We'll go to Judges 11:17. Okay. Shar, is my audio all right now? I backed the microphone down. I'm watching the chat room. I'm sorry, I was reading in the book and didn't pay attention. My bad. Judges. There we go. Judges chapter 11, verse 17. Then Israel sent messengers to the sovereign of Edom, saying, "Please let me pass over through your land." But the sovereign of Edom would not listen. And they also sent to the sovereign of Moab, but he refused. So Israel stayed at Kadesh. Again, another reinforcement that Edom refused passage to Israel. Why does that not surprise me? Thank you, folks. I appreciate the audio check. I had it a little hot. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 47. Now, Edom had been making war against Israel and was conspiring and allied with all of its enemies. And this is the time of Shaul. So in 1 Samuel 14:47, "And Shaul took the reign over Israel and fought against all his enemies round about, against Moab and against the children of Ammon and against Edom, and against the sovereigns of Soba, and against the Philistines, and wherever he turned, he inflicted punishment." Now, Edom was allied with the Moabites, and the Ammonites, and the Philistines, and all the enemies of Israel, because Edom is the enemy of Israel. They were then, and they are now. Let's go to 2 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 14. Now, David was had taken over, and he was fighting all these battles. Verse 14, "And he put watch posts in Edom." Throughout all Edom he put watch posts, and all the Edomites became David's servants, and Yahweh saved David wherever he went. You don't think the Edomites resent that? Now, they think we're their servants. Boy, have they ever got a think of coming, because it's about to change. Let's go to 1 Kings, chapter 11. That's 1 Kings 11, verses 14 through 16. Now, Solomon had taken a bunch of foreign wives and violated Yahweh's covenants. So Yahweh was going to punish him. And that's where this comes in. And Yahweh raised up an adversary against Shlomo, Hadad the Edomite. He was of the seed of the sovereign in Edom. And it came to be when David was in Edom, and Joab, the commander of the army, had gone up to bury the slain, after he had smitten every male in Edom, everyone that they could find. Joab remained there with all Israel for 6 months until every male in Edom was cut off, unless the ones had escaped. And they had fled, a lot of them had fled, but they didn't kill them all, unfortunately. Well, let's go to 2 Kings, chapter 8. Verses 20 through 22. This is Jehoram was king in those days. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Yehuda and made a sovereign over themselves. So you see, this is later. They were still around. They had repopulated the area. And Joram passed over to Zair and all his chariots with him. And he rose by night and smote the Edomites who had surrounded him and the commanders of the chariots. But his people fled to their tents. Yet Edom has been in revolt from under the hand of Yehuda to this day. And then Libna revolted at the same time. Well, they still had problems with them. We still have problems with them. Now let's go to chapter 14 of 2 Kings. Here's another king later. He smote Edom in the Valley of Salt. That would be around the Dead Sea. 10,000 and took Selah in battle and called its name Yoktha'el to this day. Now they took an Edomite city, but they were this is as the kings progressed. They're still fighting the Edomites. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 25. Now they have smitten Edom. And these two kings were going to The king of Yehuda and the king of Israel were going to fight. This is after the split. Chapter 25, verse 20. But Amatsyahu did not listen, for it came from Elohim in order to give them into the hands of their enemies, because they had sought the mighty ones of Edom. Now that would be Elohim. This also means mighty ones. They had sought the gods of Edom. Edom did not worship Yahweh. They worshiped their own gods. They had all their own pagan stuff going on. And they are not Yahweh worshipers. So why does Yahweh hate Edom? And that takes care of that. Let's go to Psalms. Let me find Psalms here. Psalm 60. Verses 8 and 9. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I cast my shoe. Shout loud, O Philistia, because of me. Who would bring me to the strong city? Who shall lead me to Edom? Casting a shoe is a sign of contempt. When they throw their shoe at you like they did one of our presidents every day, threw shoes at him, showing that he's just a dog. Well, that's what he's talking about here. They're going to go to Edom and destroy him. David wrote that. Psalms 83. This is what Edom and the enemies of Israel said. Verse 4, they have said, come, let us wipe them out as a nation, and let the name of Israel be remembered no more. For they have conspired together with one heart. They have made a covenant against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites. Talking about the Jerusalems, as Eli said, and almost made me fall out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. They're using the Arabs, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites. It says it right here in Psalms. And people think we're joking about this stuff. We're not. This isn't funny. Psalms 108. And it reiterates again, verse 9, over Edom I cast my shoe, and who would bring me into the strong city? Who shall lead me to Edom? It's repeated again. Psalms 137, verse 7. Remember, O Yahweh, against the sons of Edom, the day of Yerushalayim, who said, lay it bare to its foundation. They, in other versions, it says, raise it, like to tear it down. This is what the Edomites said about us. And why does Yahweh hate them? Let's see. Go to the book of Isaiah. If I can. Isaiah 11, verse 14. But they shall fly down upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. Together they plunder the people of the east, and their hands stretching forth on Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall be subject to them. Edom, the Moabites, and the Ammonites together, the enemies. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 9. Verse 26. Mitzrayim and Yehuda and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all those trimmed on the edges who dwell in the wilderness. Trimmed on the edges, that means they shave the side of their heads. It's a pagan hairstyle. That's why it commands not to do that. And 49, there's so much, I'm going to run out of time. There's just so much here. Jeremiah 49. I'm almost there. Oh boy, this is Jeremiah 49, 7 through 22. Concerning Edom, thus says Yahweh of hosts, is there no more wisdom in Teman? Has counsel been lost to those with understanding? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, dwell in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan, for I shall bring the calamity of Esau upon him. Okay. I read this whole passage earlier. That's Edom and Esau together. They just keep hammering. Let's go to the Lamentations. I gotta find it. This Bible is different. Job, Song, Ruth, here's Lamentations 4. Lamentations 4, 21 and 22. Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup is to pass over to you too, so that you become drunk and make yourself naked. This is a cup of wrath that's going to pass over to them. And looking for Ezekiel, chapter 25. Ezekiel 25. I have so many, I've run out of bookmarks. Ezekiel 25, 12 through 14. Thus says the Master Yahweh, because of what Edom has done against the house of Yehuda by taking vengeance, so that they became very guilty, and they have taken vengeance on them. Therefore, says the Master Yahweh, I shall stretch out my hand against Edom, and I shall cut off Adam and beast from it, and shall lay it waste. From Teman even to Dedan they shall fall by the sword, and I shall lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel. Hello? And they shall do in Edom according to my displeasure and according to my wrath. So shall they know my vengeance, declares the Master Yahweh. Let's go to the book of Yoel. I gotta find it. It's back in here. It's a little book. Oh, ho, ho. There's book of Yoel 3:19. Mitzrayim shall become a ruin and Edom a ruin, a wilderness, because of violence done to the people of Yehuda, whose innocent blood they shed in their land. And why does Yahweh hate Edom? Book of Amos, chapter 1, 9 through 12. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Zoar and for four I do not turn it back, because they surrendered in entire exile to Edom and did not remember the brotherly covenant. But I shall send fires upon the wall of Zoar, and it shall consume its palaces. Thus says Yahweh, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four I do not turn it back, because he pursued his brother, that would be Israel, with the sword, and cast off all compassion, and his displeasure tore incessantly, and he kept his wrath forever. But I shall send fire upon Teman, and it shall consume the palaces of Batra. Why does Yahweh hate Edom? Let's go to Malachi. And my other computer has shut. There we go. Close. Let me find Malachi 1, 2 through 4. I have loved you, said Yahweh, but you ask, in what way have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, declares Yahweh, and I love Jacob, but I have hated Esau, and have laid waste his mountains and an inheritance, and his inheritance for the jackals of the wilderness. If Edom says, we have been beaten down, let us return and build the ruins. Yahweh of hosts said thus, let them build, but I tear down, and they shall be called border of wrongness, and the people against whom Yahweh is enraged forever. Amen and amen. So there we have it. Well, that gives you a little indication on why Yahweh hates Edom and his descendants, the Edomites of today, better known as modern-day Jewry, who have mixed with all sorts of other abominations and have their satanic, devilish Babylonian Talmud. And that is what they use for their scripture and not the Torah of Yahweh. So I'll see you again tomorrow. We'll take back up in Genesis. I'm going to cut her off here and leave about 2 minutes because there's going to be an intro and outro added to the show because I haven't got everything working. So shalom aleichem to all of you, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh and Yeshua HaMashiach.